From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a shooter takes aim at U.S. politicians at a Washington area baseball practice. U.S. Congressman Stephen Scalise was shot Wednesday in Alexandria, Virginia, just south of Washington, according to local emergency response officials. Scalise is reported to be in stable condition after being shot in the hip as he and other Republican congressional lawmakers were practicing for an annual baseball game scheduled for Thursday. Senator Jeff Flake was on the field when the shots were fired.
I was on second base, playing second base, fielding balls, and all of a sudden we heard a very loud shot. Everybody thought that sounds like a gun, and the gunman was over by the third base dugout with a clear view of the field and everybody on it. And then all of a sudden, a couple more shots, and we knew what it was.
Reports say at least five other people appear to have been wounded. Alexandria police said on Twitter that the suspect had been detained. President Donald Trump said he and Vice President Mike Pence are monitoring the situation. Saying, we are deeply saddened by this tragedy. Our thoughts and prayers are with the members of Congress, their staffs, Capitol Police, first responders, and all others affected, Trump said in a statement. Scalise is majority whip in the House of Representatives, a position that ensures discipline and rallies votes within the majority Republican Party. Fellow Republican Congressman Mo Brooks was also on the scene. Brooks told CNN that at least two law enforcement officers and one congressional staffer were apparently shot. Brooks said Scalise was not able to move on his own power and was dragging his body from the second base infield to the outfield to get away from the shooter while all this firing was going on. No motive is known at this time. This is VOA News. A commander for London's Metropolitan Police confirmed that there were fatalities from a fire in a residential building in West London, adding that he anticipated that number will rise. Stuart Cundy also said there were about 20 people receiving critical care at a hospital.
I can confirm we've had six fatalities. I anticipate that number will rise, as I explained. We have a considerable number of people receiving medical care in hospital, of which 20 receiving critical care. I can't go into any details of how many people we understand might be missing. I do anticipate that there may be people within that building that are as yet unaccounted for.
Cundy added that the building was structurally sound at the moment, but the situation could change. There was no immediate word on the cause of the blaze, but angry residents said they had warned local authorities about fire issues at the building called Grenfell Tower. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions vociferously denied any collusion with Russia to sway last year's presidential election. Appearing before a Senate panel, Sessions defended President Donald Trump's decision to fire former FBI Director James Comey, but repeatedly refused to discuss any conversations involving the president. Details from VOA's Michael Bowman.
America's top law enforcement officer sought to dispel the mystery surrounding meetings he had with Russia's ambassador while serving as a top campaign backer of Donald Trump, encounters he did not acknowledge during his confirmation hearing.
I have never met with or had any conversation with any Russians or any foreign officials concerning any type of interference with any campaign or election in the United States. Further, I have no knowledge of any such conversations by anyone connected to the Trump campaign.
The former senator pushed back hard on any suggestion that he colluded with Russia. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
U.S. congressional Democratic lawmakers have filed a federal lawsuit accusing President Donald Trump of accepting foreign money through his various business interests in violation of the U.S. Constitution. The suit filed Wednesday by more than 190 House and Senate Democrats alleged the president is violating an obscure section of the Constitution which prohibits any person holding public office in the United States from accepting any gifts or payments known as emoluments from any foreign state without previous approval from Congress. An American college student held in North Korea for 17 months has returned home. 22-year-old Otto Warmbier was immediately transported to a hospital after the airplane carrying him from North Korea landed in Cincinnati, Ohio. Warmbier's parents say their son has been in a coma for more than a year.
That's the latest world news from VOA.